Thank you very much. Thank you for your many answers to our questions. I have three buckets, three sets of questions, which will be very rapid. The first one, and then the chair opines. The first one has to do with the many initiatives that you just listed around online protections and AI and legislative advancements. Is there some sort of consolidated action that groups all these together? Because the listing didn't bring me a sense of sort of a clear guidance on this issue. That's my first bucket. The second one, in a totally different area, has to do with diabetes among children, which is about 8% of children, 6 to 8%. And we have reports that there's a continuous shortage of insulin for children, which really makes things very, very difficult for, and actually lowers the life expectancy of children who are not sufficiently medicated on a regular basis. There's a shortage of syringes and pumps and so on and so forth. And so my question is, do you have some sort of action plan to address this? Insulin is very cheap if it's purchased by governments, and it has to be distributed in an equal fashion across the country, because diabetes is something that is not concentrated in a single population. So does the social medical security do anything around this? My third bucket has to do, and I'm sorry to come again on therapeutic abortions and pregnancies for girls. I don't know if we have the same statistics. I hear you saying that the number of pregnancies for adolescents is going down. And it is true from what I see, and I have statistics from 2015 to 2023, that it goes down for girls between 15 and 19. Very significant decrease. But as far as 11 to 14-year-olds, which is really where it's skewed in direction of very problematic pregnancies and usually the result of sexual abuse. This is not exploratory sexuality here. This has to do with abuse and different types of aggressions. The numbers are actually going up. From 2015, there are 1,000 cases, and 2023, 1,300. So my question is, please, I hear you have some initiatives, but it really takes a strong political will to make the whole system understand that therapeutic abortions for young girls are a question of life and death for these young girls. And it takes perhaps a strong push to have these therapeutic technical guidance respected across the country. We hear that there are cases of young girls who are not able to access, and there, we also hear some procedures against the state for not allowing this to take place. So again, I just want to highlight that point, and sorry, Chair, it went beyond what I had expected.